On the 5th of December 1989, at around 11 o'clock in the morning, about six of us, local citizens, showed up at the front door of the district office of the Ilmenau Ministry of State Security in the street called Stadtmauer, the office for which we had felt incredible hate and fear. After a while, we were let in and told to take a seat in the porter's lodge. The atmosphere was very tense, and I don't think we were at all certain we would be able to leave freely. After about 45 minutes, the head of the office arrived, probably from Suhl. He led us into his spacious office, about 40 square meters, and showed us his large but empty desk with an impressive telephone system alongside. Furthermore, two open steel cabinets stood across from each other in the corners of the room, containing a few pens and fanned-out folders, obviously empty. We were supposed to get the impression that there was nothing going on here. As far as he was concerned, the tour was over. At our insistence, we were gradually shown the other rooms of the building, and lo and behold, from room to room, the steel cabinets became fuller and even crammed. Sadly, we were not allowed to see the contents. The inspection was laborious and went on for hours. The rooms were all unoccupied, and outside each room, an employee had to run to get the right key. Our question as to whether there was no master key here was answered in the negative by the head of department, just as there was no floor plan of the building. Martin Sebald has recorded for you a note of the first inspection of the Stasi district office in Ilmenau, undertaken by courageous civilians. In the autumn of 1989, the mood among the GDR population was charged with tremendous tension. The New Forum Citizens Movement had organized itself throughout the country, including in Ilmenau, and the German for that movement is Neues Forum. Several working great groups were addressing the question of how things could continue in the country. There were rallies and discussion forums taking place. Worrying reports that the Stasi had begun destroying masses of documents were spreading through the country. Accordingly, the chimneys of the Stasi administration in Erfurt must have been smoking non-stop. Slowly, however, our decades-old. Tut mir leid, mein Laptop ging aus. The reaction of one of the few Stasi employees present, known to me personally at the time, was interesting. While we were inspecting the huge index card system, he waved his arm in the direction of the district party headquarters nearby and said with anger, "Whatever you're looking for here, you'll find the really important files over there." There was, of course, no way for us to check that. Eventually, in the cellar, we found many sacks of shredded papers, obviously prepared for burning. After 3 hours or more, I left the building with the uneasy feeling of having been taken for a ride, or at least of not having got much closer to the truth. Of course, the handful of people we were with had no power to view or secure documents. That remained for other people to do in the future. Slowly, however, our decades-old fear of the secret police gave way to a determination to put an end to these goings on. We became bolder with every report.